אנחנו לומדים את ההקדמה לספר הזוהר, ממשיכים מאות למדה.
We're studying the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 31.
בעמוד 440, וכן במערכת הערבות.
You can find it on the sites. Introduction to the book of Zohar, item 31. It is written about the verse, the leech has two daughters. Give.
פירושו
גיהנום. A leech means hell.
והרשעים,
and the evil caught in that hell
צובחים ככלב. Have,
cry as dogs, have, והיינו, give. Meaning, give us the wealth of this world. Give us the wealth of the next world.
תן לנו עושר עולם הזה, תן לנו עושר עולם הבא. ועם כל זה,
yet, it is much more important, it is a much more important degree than the first. Since aside from obtaining the full measure of the will to receive, giving one all the material one needs for one's work, this is the degree that brings one to Lishma, for her sake. It is, as our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, lo lishma, not for her sake. As from lo lishma, one comes to lishma. Hence, this degree, which comes past the 13 years, is deemed kedusha, holiness. This is considered the holy maid that serves her mistress, which is the holy Shechina, divinity. Since the maid brings one to Lishma, and he is rewarded with instilling of the
Shechina.
Yet, one should take every measure suited to come to Lishma, for if one does not strain for this and does not achieve Lishma, he will fall into the pit of the impure maid, which is the opposite of the holy maid, whose role is to confuse a person. So the lo Lishma will not bring him to Lishma. It is said about her, a handmaid that is heir to her mistress, for she will not let one near the mistress, who is the holy
Shechina.
And the final degree in this division is that he will fall passionately in love with the Creator, as one becomes infatuated in a corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eyes all day and all night. As the poet says, when I remember it, it does not let me sleep. Then it is said about him, a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. This is because the five degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which stretches over 500 years. Each degree lasts 100 years, meaning it will bring him to receive all five discernments, Naran Chai, Nefesh Umach Neshama Chaya Yechida, explained in the third division.
שאלות?
Questions?
בעצם זה ברור. הלאה.
Actually, it's clear. Next.
אות למד בית. חלוקה ג'
Item 32. The third division is the work in Torah and מצוות לשמה, in order to bestow and not receive reward.
שעבודה זו,
this work cleanses the will to receive for oneself in him and inverts it into a desire to bestow,
To
the extent that one purifies the will to receive, he becomes worthy of receiving the five parts of the soul called Naran Chai. This is because they stand in the desire to bestow and cannot clothe one's body as long as the will to receive, which is opposite or even different in form from the soul, controls it. This is because the matter of clothing and equivalence of form go hand in hand, as said in item 11. When one is rewarded with being entirely in the desire to bestow and not at all for oneself, he will be rewarded with obtaining equivalence of form with his maker, with his upper Naran Chai, which extend from their origin in Ein Sof, in the first state, through the Abiyah of Kedusha, and will immediately extend to him and clothe him in a gradual manner.
The
fourth division is the work conducted after the revival of the dead. This means that the will to receive, which had already been completely absent through death and burial, is now revived in its excessive worst will to receive. As our sages said, the dead will be revived in their flaws. At that time, it is turned into reception in the form of bestowal. However, there are a chosen few who were given this work while still alive in this world.
Shelot.
Questions.
Kent.
He says
there are a chosen few who were given this work while still alive in this world. So the question is, he says, also, meaning, is it possible that it doesn't happen when they are alive in this world?
Usually no.
What?
More?
Yes,
so not everyone is rewarded with receiving in order to bestow, only a chosen few?
No. It's not written everybody or not, but those who are rewarded, they can be rewarded while alive in this world, and the rest, except for those few, already after when they reach the next world. Yeah.
Concerning the phase of hell, that he writes, that they howl as dog, hav hav, give give. Is it a necessary phase before lishma?
Oh, let's say so.
Now, concerning the confusion with a maid of holiness, which confuses a person so that the lo lishma, the not for her sake, will not bring him to lishma, to for her sake.
Yeah.
What is the confusion? What does she tell him?
The place he's in, all the confusion is about a person who gets confused about the state he's in.
She
tells him that the lo-lishma will not bring him to lishma?
Right.
How can a person come out of such a confusion?
That's a matter of being rewarded. He needs to try and check his actions in his final stages or his last stages, and see where else he could correct.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
The
work in the third division, which he writes, is Lishma.
Yeah.
Are there drops to Lo Lishma as well? And
again,
when he works in Torah and Mitzvot and commandments, Lishma, is there also a matter of coming from Lo Lishma to Lishma there as well?
No, he's already in Lishma.
So he's already moving from Lishma to Lishma. What's the difference there?
There are degrees. There are different degrees in that same part of Lishma.
When he rises from degree to degree, to what state does he fall?
It
could be that if he falls, so according to his deeds, I don't know.
I'm asking what is the difference between Lo Lishma when he still doesn't have work in Lishma and when he falls from Lishma, when he already has Lishma, but he falls from it, to where does he drop?
To Lo Lishma.
So there too, there is Lo Lishma. So what's the difference between having Lo Lishma when he already has Lishma and Lo Lishma while he's still in Lo Lishma?
It depends what depth he falls into. It depends what depth. If I was in a degree of Lo Lishma and I fall in Lo Lishma lower, so okay, that's clear. If I'm in a degree of Lishma and I fall from Lishma to Lo Lishma, so also it depends where I was and where I'm falling to. What's the question?
And both are called Lo Lishma?
Yeah, but there's a big difference.
Why
are
you looking at me?
If I understood, I didn't ask. I wouldn't ask.
There's people living in this world, and they have all the best of this world. And they don't know what else to want. And there are some that hardly have anything. So there are different degrees between one and the other. Also here, there are degrees in Lo Lishma and degrees in Lishma.
Two
questions, if I may. Can we position the revival of the dead in 125 degrees? Where is it? There, is it toward the end of the corrections or in the middle?
That ladder of degrees, what is it for?
To invert all the desires from reception to bestowal.
Well,
so, when all of the will to receive awakens to the revival of the dead, he says there's more work then. So it's not clear to me if it's actually like the final minute of the correction or that afterwards many more corrections begin.
The work starts anew.
Okay, fine. Another question regarding when I remember him, he doesn't let me sleep. I understand that he doesn't always remember it, but when he remembers it, he doesn't let him sleep. Is this a situation? So why, when he remembers it, he doesn't let him sleep? What is this about this feeling?
He's on such a degree that he can enter a state called sleep, dormant.
But it's restlessness. What does it mean that he doesn't let me sleep?
Yeah, let's say it's a lack of calmness.
So the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator that...
Yes.
Rav, yes, Shelash...
There's a question I need to understand because we've been studying it very often and it's not clear. The end of correction, is it when a person has completed bestowing in order to bestow 100%, or is it already receiving in order to bestow?
Receiving in order to bestow.
So the end of correction is when he inverted this exaggerated will to receive as well.
Yes.
And the state when he only rises, as we read in the soul of holiness, when he bestows as much as possible with, in bestowing in order to bestow, what is that state called? What is that point?
It's still not the revival of the dead, because he didn't start from the degree that of dead.
So basically, the main work of correction is not in this world, because he says only a chosen few. What is in this world?
When
he
thinks he's in a body, and in a world as we are, and in this way, he also exists in this reality, he's also in the upper reality.
It follows that if the majority of people don't achieve correction in this world, and they have to complete this work in the next world, from what I understand here. And Bala Sulam says that there are a chosen few who make these corrections in this world. But as a rule, most people will do this correction in the next world?
No. They'll have more opportunities. More opportunities.
So it'll happen in this world anyway. A person during his physical life will have to correct the exaggerated will to receive.
Yes.
So what does it mean when Bala Sulam says only a chosen few will do it in this world?
That there are such that can correct all their soul till the last detail while they are still living in this world.
But from what I understand, it can't be any other way. Only in this world will it be possible to correct, even if it's in the next life. But it's only in this world, if I understand your answer. Only in a state where a person feels his body and he thinks he's living in this reality, only in this state can we complete our corrections. This is what I understood from you.
Yes.
So in any case, only while a person is in this world can he perform all the corrections. But here it says that only a chosen few will do it. So it's not clear what it means. Where are these corrections done? What is this world? What is not this world? There is a confusion here. The terms are confused.
There are souls that finish their corrections in this world. All corrections. And don't need the incarnation. There are souls that complete them through all kinds of other states.
So it's no longer when they feel themselves here in this world, in the body? It's like a different life?
Yes, they don't belong to that same desire called the desire of this world.
Thank you very much, Rav. Is it possible to bestow upon the Creator not through another person? Is there such a thing?
Could be directly.
Can there be bestowal upon the Creator through others, or is it always through the ten to others in this world?
The bestow to the Creator can only be done through others.
By bestowing upon a friend.
Right.
There's no other way to bestow to the Creator, right? Or is there?
No, the Creator is behind your action towards the other.
So if I understand correctly, Lishma in the end is a calculation. I do something and I have to calculate who will get the benefit, the gain from this action.
Lishma means that you want to do good to you. To begin with, don't feel that he's a part of you.
Yeah, let's say it's a friend.
Yes.
But, so that's the intention, but there has to be some sort of an act. You can't just imagine that he'll be happy. I need to do something and then calculate, reflect.
When you want to do good to him, that's already an action.
Even if I don't do it.
You don't have what to do. In spirituality, there aren't things to do. It's only to connect to the friend's desire and in that desire to try and bestow and fill him.
Yeah, that's in spirituality. That's why in corporeality it's difficult to imagine an intention without an action. This is why we have the body, so we can work with them and then I can think.
Yeah.
It's also a challenge to make this calculation. Usually we're not even aware of it. It doesn't reach our consciousness. So, hence the question. Does it have to be an act in our world, or you can simply...
There has to be an action in our world. That's why we feel the bodies of the others, and we need to try and bring them some kind of, well, let's say a gift.
And that's why I'm trying to understand. The bottom line is, I'm with the friends. That's in the best case scenario, when I'm advanced. So I'm with them only during the lesson. Afterwards, I read an article. If I get a chance to. So the only bestowal I can give them.
You have throughout the day.
Throughout the day, people work.
But where is their intention? Where is their heart?
Yes, but we just said that there has to be an action. And an intention is something that disappears in a second. You can't maintain an intention without an action.
Well, at least something.
I'm trying to understand. We're sitting together for 3 hours. So what is my bestowal here? What does it mean to bestow to the Creator through the friends here?
When you sit next to each other, one next to the other in the table, and you want to be as one man that sits together now in front of the teacher, let's say. And along with the teacher and all the other friends in front of the Creator.
So now I'm sitting and I'm thinking I want to be as one man with one heart, and this is what God is bestowing upon the Creator?
If you want it.
Of course I don't want it. How can I want it?
What?
To be as one man.
To be as one man with everyone, and from that one man, his desire is all directed towards the Creator.
Well, intellectually I want it, I heard it's good, but in my desire, no.
Try. Aim your heart. Aim. Your heart means desire, and then you'll see.
And in our state, this is called Lishma, for her sake?
It could be that you'll get such a correction in your desire that it will be Lishma. What, Mali?
אפשר לשאול על המאמר, הוא מדבר על
תחיית המתים, הרצון
לקבל המופרז,
הרצון
לקבל הוא לא מקולקל כשלעצמו.
The will to receive is not spoiled in and of itself. The intention on it is spoiled. That's what I understand.
Okay.
So what awakens when the vessels of reception are reawakened?
The will to receive in order to receive is resurrected and demands his own. And then the work begins.
In
other words, it is the correction of the intention that used to be?
Of course it's the intention.
Thank you.
Okay. What do we have? Till when are we studying?
Until now.
Now, if I'd asked 15 minutes ago,
I'd say another 15 minutes. In principle, it's until 5:30, but we can...
Oh, that's what it is?
Okay.
So, who can tell us something? That'll be today.
I have announcements here. The broadcast today, Tuesday, at 12 noon lesson, 5:30 reading the study of the Ten Sefirot, and 7:30 reading the Zohar. We'll end with a song.
Every corner of the world we've been searching, together following the scent that leads to life. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. It's you that lights our hearts, you that shines in us forever. Every broken heart, it's you that binds us all together. It's you that lights our hearts forever in a place beyond the river. Together we ride, together we ride, together we ride, together we ride. Gonna find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise.